Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing on with more facets of the issue that we were wrangling with in the previous Mishnah in terms of, well, who we have to compensate, perhaps also the craftsman. We're worried about the craftsman owes the person who hired him, but the craftsman might also be deserving of compensation. So the Mishnah says, Hanosin Tzemer Letzava. I give my wool to the dyer, Tzabah the dyer, D-Y-E-R, who's going to turn it from, you know, wool into nice red wool that I want. Right? But the way you make wool is essentially you put it in a pot, heat up the pot in the hot water, and then you add the dye to the hot water, and that gets absorbed into the wool to dye it. But this guy made the pot too hot, and therefore, V'hikdicha tu yora. And the pot, like, scalded, burned, ruined the wool. The wool got ruined, overcooked, you know? So as to put the, you know, the wash machine for wool on 30, and you put it on 60, so that's all ruined, you know, shrunk, whatever the story is. So then, no snow de me tsamro. Then the tzabah, the dyer, has to reimburse the person who hired him for the wool. So the case has to be where the second the wool went in, like, it was, like, ruined. Otherwise, we'd lapse into the previous case. If the wool started to get better, and then later on he burned it, you have to pay him for, like, the improved wool. Okay, but that's not our case here. Our case here, simple case is, put the wool straight into the fire, and it's all over. So, just like same as the banai should know better, the tzabah, the dyer should know better, this is your profession, you burned it, you pay me back for their new wool. Now, what happens if tzavao ka'ur? Now, this word ka'ur is with an aleph, but really, it should be, the Gemara said, read it as an ayin. Ka'ur is like ugly. So he did, like, you know, an inferior quality of dye. You know, it's like blotched or speckled or incomplete. Whatever the story is, it's low quality. Or the case Mish talks about, the Gemara talks about, is like they use the poor quality dye at the bottom of the barrel. Whatever the story is, he did a poor job of dyeing it. But you can't just dye it a second time. Once it's dyed. So now what's going to be? I gave you $2 wool. You were supposed to put in, you know, $3 worth of dye. And then, plus your labor, we get a $9 dyed wool. But that's not what happened. When this goes to market, I can't sell this for $9, I only can sell this for $7 because it's junky quality. Okay? I'll write on the board the numbers. I picked those numbers for a reason, actually. So then, what do you do then? Okay, so we'll sneak it out slowly. If you want to make notes, you can make notes. That's another way to draw it. Not too complicated. The idea, we'll follow through. $2 of raw materials, that's what wool costs. Let's say the normal dye cost $3. So you're in for $5 of raw materials. But with the labor, it's worth $9 afterwards. Not a memorable number, but it's 4 of increase. I chose that so you shouldn't have any confusion about the numbers. So a good dyed wool should be worth $9. 2 for the wool, 3 for the dye, and then plus, I guess, let's call it 4 for labor, gets you to $9. So now, the problem is this is inferior quality here. When I go to market, I can't get $9. So, the question is, how much do I have to pay the dyer what he did for me? So, if the value of the, so now I'll read, I might as well read inside. So the Mishnah says, im hashvach, if the value of the improvement is yosar al hayitzia, is more than the expense, meaning, look, it's still worth $7, so, and he only invested in $3. I gave him $2 of wool. I said, I'm going to pay you $4 for your, I don't know, whatever it is, for your labor, and you'll give me back wool, which should be worth $9. So, if the shvach, the improvements of the wool, is worth more than what he put in, without drawing, I don't really think I can make this conceptually better. Here's the conceptual rule, like, for the numbers. I don't want to get bogged on my numbers now, because I see it's going to be confusing for us. The conceptual is that the guy who hired the dyer cannot lose. He can't lose. We were happy to make the dyer as whole as possible, but we're not letting the person who hired him lose a penny because the dyer is at fault. So, that means, if the value of the product that the dyer returned to him was worth more than the dyer put in, so then he'll at least I didn't want junky wool, but since you made me wool, which is worth more than what I gave you, I'll at least pay you for your raw materials. So you give the employer would give his employee $3. So at least the dyer is not out of pocket. Okay, he might be out of time, but his time's worth nothing because he botched the job. So that's what it says here. Im hashvach, if the improvement in the value of the wool from the raw materials is yoser, exceeds al hayitzia, the expense, meaning the expense of the dye, which the craftsman put into it, nosen lo es yitzia, at least the employer could reimburse the craftsman what he put in, the $3 for the dye. Im hayitzia yoser al hashvach, but what happens if this is such a bad dyeing job that $2 raw materials is now only worth $2.50, right? And meanwhile, so you say, listen, you clumsy dyer, I'll give you, you know, 50 cents. That's all it's worth to me. I gave you, I'm in for $2 already. I can't sell for $2.50. You can have 50 cents. The dyer is going to say, well, wait a second. I put in $3 of my own dye into this thing. The employer says, that's not my problem. Nosen es yitzia. Sorry. Im hayitzia yaser al hashvach, if the amount that the dyer put in, the employee put in, the craftsman put in, is more than the improvement, because he put in three, but the improvement is 50 cents, too bad. Nos no es hashvach. All that the employer gives him is the increased value, the 50 cents. So in other words, the employer is not out anything. He comes out a wash. He put in, he got $2 worth of wool. He gets back $2.50 wool. He gives the dyer 50 cents for his efforts, and it's a wash. He doesn't lose or gain anything. Of course, the poor craftsman, he put in $3, he gets back 50 cents, but that's his fault for doing a bad job. That's the rule. The rule is he doesn't lose. The employer won't lose if the craftsman does a poor job. He'll give the greater of the lesser of either the cost or the improvements, the raw material. Yep. Now, next case in the mission. So that was seen. No numbers required. I hope that was clear. Okay, now, next case in the Mishnah is, what happens if, not that the craftsman did a poor job, but he did a wrong job. So in other words, nothing, Litzvoa lo adom, I said, I would like some red wool, please, but Tzvoa shachor, and he gave him beautiful black wool. Well, I don't want black wool. Or shachor, I want black wool, but Tzvoa adom, and he gave you beautiful red wool. Well, no, that's not good. But the question is, how not good is it? Do we say that, how do we look at this, you know, maverick, you know, dyer? Do we say, listen, he's like a guzzler, he's a thief, he's like a robber. I gave you something, and you took my stuff, and you misappropriated it, so you stole my stuff. So essentially, you took my wool, you stole it, you decided to dye it blue when I wanted it, or black, and I wanted it red. Okay, so
it's indelible.
So yeah, you're not going to get back a second time. So therefore, you're like a guzzler, give me back my wool, and I'm starting from scratch. And if he's a guzzler,
well,
could if
give he's back though is, has the same market value as what you asked for. You lose money, you can sell that and then buy black wool.
Well, okay, fine. So that
ruin it.
There's two ways to look at it. According to Reb Meir, the maverick, the renegade, you know, the disobedient craftsman, he's a thief. I gave it to you for you took my wool. I said make it black. You made it red. Well, you can't say you improved it. You took my wool and you misused it. So I want my wool back. He's a thief.
We're assuming that he did it intentionally, or he mixed up the order numbers.
The,
I don't know what. Like someone else. Someone else read. He thought it was.
He's cool. He's no. Red. He's not. I mean, he botched the job. He didn't. He wasn't. He didn't have intent to steal. But he botched the job. He botched the job. So, but it wasn't your. It's my stuff. I gave it to you on a condition that you're making it red. And you made it black. So Reb Meir says such a craftsman is a goslin. I don't know, not saying he's like pus for Avis, but the rule is he's a goslin. That's he stole the wool. What do you want? Even in didn't mean to. Yeah, he stole the wool. Yeah, and therefore what? And therefore, give me back exactly what I gave you. I'm back. I don't want to hear about it's worth more or less. And I owe you no nothing. Give me back my wool and have a nice day. And the shvach, the it's a shinui. It's now was raw wool. Now the dyed wool belongs to the goslin. Belongs to the craftsman. He was konas with the shinui.
So
like any goslin,
give back
the
same
exactly a share, right? Exactly, it's like a gazela. You stole it, right? I don't hear about red wool, black wool. Give me back the wool. Rabbi Yehuda says that this craftsman didn't intend to be a thief. He's not a thief. Come on, he's not a thief. He didn't intend to do bad. So therefore, since it was an accident, and accidents happen, he hasn't got a din of a thief. So we relapse back to like the previous clause in the Mishnah, which is the employer, we'll call him, gets back his red wool if they wanted black, or black wool if they wanted red. But in terms of payment, it will just be the same as the previous principle, that the employer can't lose. He'll give the lesser of either the new value or the cost. So inside it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im hashvach yoser al hayitzia, in other words, I wanted red, turn out to be black. Okay, so if it's worth 9 anyways, and good, so then nos no esa yitzia, I pay him only 3. Hear that? So I'm, in other words, I gave it the same case. I gave you $2 worth of raw wool. I say I want it to be red, and I'll pay you for whatever the going rate is for paying that. He puts in, it's 3. It's it, when it's finished, it should be worth 9, normally speaking. He gets back black wool. So I say, I didn't want black wool. Okay? So this guy says, well, it's worth 9 anyway. What's the difference? He says, well, I didn't want black wool. So then, since I hired you for red, give me black, I only pay you 4, since what you're giving is worth more than the 2 I gave you plus the 3 of your expenses, I'll pay you for your expenses. So now you don't lose, Mr. Craftsman. If you want to say I win, so I win. You made the mistake, not me. It's not my fault that I win, because I'm really I'm profiting big now. If, im ha-yitzia yisera la-shvach, if, you know, who wants black wool after all? My goodness sakes, I'm morbid. Everyone wants red wool because it's beautiful, and you made it black, and you say, well, this cost me, you know, $3 worth of dye. And I say, yeah, but who wants black wool? It's only worth $2.50. All right, I want a $9 red wool. You give me $2.50 black wool. So then I only will pay the nosness of shvach. Did I read this backwards? I'm sorry, I read the case backwards. I apologize. I just didn't read the words clearly. I'll finish the thought, even though it doesn't stem with the words exactly. Since you didn't do what I wanted, I don't care that you spent 3. What you're giving back is worth 2.5. I gave you 2 already, because I bought the materials. I'm paying you 50 cents. The loss is all yours. I've transposed the words of the Mishnah. I'll read it again so I make it clear. I'm sorry. Rabbi Huda Omer, im hashvach yasser al hayetzia. If the improvement is worth more than the expenses, nos no es yetzia, then I pay for the expenses. Vim hayetzia yasser al hashvach, if the expenses exceed the value of the... Oh, I didn't mix it up. I'm sorry. I didn't make a mistake. If the expenses exceed the value of the improvement, nos no es yetzia, I just... Am I getting this wrong? 1 second. Let me read it slowly and think it through. Maybe Pasha got the Mishnah wrong altogether. One more time. Something's confusing me. I don't know what it is. 1 second. Rabbi Omer, im hashvach, if the improvements, meaning it's now worth $7 as black wool, yasser al yitzia, is of more than the $3 you put in. So I bought 2, you put in 3 for a total of 5, and now it's worth 7. Nos no es yitzia. I pay you 3. So you get 3, and I'm really in for 2 plus 3 is 5, and I have 7. I make a profit. Good, but you didn't follow instructions, so that's not my fault that I've profited your back. If you say you put in $3, but I say, yeah, but it was only worth 50 cents because now it's worth 250, nos no es shvach, I pay you 50 cents. Oh, okay. It's good. Everything's good. I read it 3 times, but it took 3 times to sink in, but it was right each time.